Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we began our framework series, and at Mount Vernon, we were talking about parenting, and we looked at Deuteronomy chapter 6, and it's one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. It begins in verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might." And then he goes on in verse 7. He says, "Hey, these words, these laws that I'm teaching you today, you need to teach them diligently to your children. You need to talk about them when you sit down and when you walk and when you lie down and when you rise." And he says, you know, be careful that you don't forget the Lord. And so we spent some time talking about how really we as parents, we long for the best for our kids. And it's easy in our culture of busyness and distraction to get distracted and busy focusing our own attention and our kids' attention on things that aren't necessarily bad, but they're not the best. And so a couple of things I just want to encourage you to remember as you think about your role as a parent. And if you're not a parent, you still have the opportunity to influence other people spiritually towards the Lord. And so these principles will apply to you, whether you're a parent or not. But specifically, I want to talk to those of us who are parents. And the first thing I want to say to you from Deuteronomy 6 is, love the Lord with all you've got. And with our new LifePoint family framework, we call this modeling, right? Like if you hope that your kids will one day know and love Jesus and walk closely with him, part of how you can help them to do that is for you first to be a worshiper of Jesus, for you to recognize his lordship in your life and to love the Lord your God with all you've got. But it's not enough just to model for them. We have to model our faith for our kids, but it's not enough. We also have to, you know, in our framework, we talk about having meetings. The way we talked about it this past Sunday at LifePoint in Mount Vernon is teaching your kids. Like we have to teach our kids about God. And I talked about three different things in terms of teaching our kids about God, and I'm just going to mention them briefly. The first is we have to train them to remember. We have to train our kids to remember who God is and what he has done. You see this in the passage in Deuteronomy 6. It says, hey, there's going to come a day where your son, he's going to ask you, hey, dad, hey, mom, why do we do this stuff? And you're going to say, we were slaves in Egypt. For us, we would say we were slaves to sin, but God in his goodness, he sent his son Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. Jesus rose again and conquered death. Jesus has ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is interceding for us. And so we have to train them to remember who God is and what he has done. And just like every other area of life, training requires intentionality. You don't train for something on accident. Training requires intentionality. And so teach your kids about God. And part of that is training them to remember who God is and what he has done. And we're going to do that honestly by having regular meetings with our kids where we pray with them, where we study God's word with them, where we train them again to remember who God is and what he has done. So we train them to remember. We also listen to their questions. Again, in the passage it says there's going to come a day where your son's going to ask you some questions. And sometimes our kids ask us questions without specifically asking us questions. And this is where in our LifePoint family framework we're talking about moments where you're always looking for a moment where maybe your kid literally asks you a question. Maybe you hear something in the way that they're talking about their friends, or they're talking about a video game they love, or whatever, or maybe you just see a sunset or something they love, and it's an opportunity for you, an open door, to be constantly listening to their questions, the ones they articulate and the ones they don't articulate. And I just want to encourage you, welcome your kids' questions. It can be easy sometimes if they ask us really big, huge questions to maybe freak out, like, oh no, they're falling off the wagon, or oh no, I don't know the answer. And I just want to encourage you, questions are good. And when your kids are bringing their questions about faith and about God to you, that is a good thing to welcome. So welcome your kids' questions. And one of the principles from Ted Tripp's book that we talk about is just being remembered to be committed to a long view of parenting. Change is a process, not an event. And the third thing that we'll say when it comes to teaching our kids about God is point them to God's goodness. We don't point them to our own goodness. We don't point them to the goodness of the world. We point them to God's goodness. And there's a principle that comes out of our parenting book. Again, it says your children need God's law, but you cannot ask the law to do what only grace can accomplish. Only God's grace by the power of Jesus's shed blood and resurrection can change our kids' hearts and can change our hearts. And so our kids need God's law, but they need God's goodness and grace more than that, because it's his goodness and his spirit that will change them. And so every opportunity you get, point your kids to the goodness of God, specifically that he rescued us by his son's death on the cross and his son's resurrection, and always constantly be pointing your kids to Jesus and God's goodness. And so I hope that's encouraging to you. And I just want to remind you, parenting, it's difficult, right? But God is good and God loves you. And as shocking as this may be, God loves your kids more than you do. And if you think about your love for your kids and remind yourself that God is your heavenly Father and he cares for us. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. And let's ask God specifically to help us to be the parents he wants us to be. And let's ask God to save our kids and to give them this great, incredible faith that is just so big and incredible that it even challenges us to grow. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gifts of knowing you through your son, Jesus. Thank you for this new year and the reminder it brings to us to resolve to make changes that honor and glorify you. Father, please, for those of us who are parents, please help us to parent our children the way that you command us to. God, give us joy in the work, even though many days are very, very difficult. Father, help us to point our kids to your goodness, to be diligent, to teach them your word. And God, open our eyes to the opportunities you're giving to us to point our kids' attention in those moments to the goodness of the gospel and your greatness and the goodness of your law. Father, I ask that you would save all of our children, all the kids who come to Life Point. God, I pray that you would save them. God, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit and that you would help them to know and love and walk closely with you all the days of their lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. And again, we hope you have a great week. We love you. God bless.